They would be happy to finance research in the area if it were considered productive. Indeed, in the 1960s, the Pentagon apparently did fund neuroscientific experiments in this area. However, in 1978, E. Hallgren and colleagues published a retrospective analysis of the mental effects of 3,495 electrical stimulations applied bilaterally to medial temporal lobe, MTL, sites in 36 human subjects. Hallgren and colleagues found that most MTL stimulations, 92%, failed to evoke any mental response, such as sensations, images, thoughts, emotional reactions, and so forth. These researchers also reported that mental alterations evoked by electrical stimulation of the MTL were highly variable, diverse, and idiosyncratic. These findings support the view that it is not possible to systematically induce a specific mental experience, for instance, RSMEs, by stimulating the temporal lobes either electrically or magnetically. A technology for planting specific mental experiences may be impossible. One reason is that, as science journalist John Horgan pointed out in a recent article in Discover, everyone programs his or her own brain differently. Even lab rat brains differ from one maze to another, and an individual rat brain differs from one maze location to another. University of Arizona neuroscience researcher Bruce McNaughton, a specialist in the area, doubts that there will ever be a dictionary for decoding human memories. Surely more complex, variable, and context-sensitive than those of rats. As Horgan explains, at best, McNaughton suggests, one might construct a dictionary for a single person by monitoring the output of all her neurons for years while recording all her behavior and her self-described thoughts. Even then, the dictionary would be imperfect at best, and it would have to be constantly revised to account for the individual's ongoing experiences. Plus, he adds, this dictionary would not work for anyone else. So movies like Total Recall, The Matrix, and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where memories are simply planted in people's minds, are exciting premises for science fiction, but implausible in reality. One-way skepticism. Why does the skepticism run one way only? Many who tried on the God helmet pride themselves on their critical thinking. Indeed, some belong to and are honored by official skeptic societies.